Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Life is a riddle when you're in the middle of love. Hey, diddle-diddle, your heart is a fiddle for love. Over the moon that swings in a preposterous sky, you'll see a cow with wings, cause of the light in your eyes. You sit and twiddle your cock in the middle of love. Hot as a griddle, that's what is the middle of love. Never you fight that urge, let that old blood pressure surge. Be like a kid and be happy you did it for love. Oh, over the moon that swings in a preposterous sky, you see a cow with wings, cause of the light in your eyes. Never you fight that urge, let that old blood pressure surge. You did it for love. Thank you. fiddle, your heart is a fiddle for love. Over the moon that swings in a preposterous sky, you'll see a cow with wings, cause of the light in your eyes. You sit and twiddle, you're caught in the middle of love. Hot as a griddle, that's what is the middle of love. Never you fight that urge, let that whole blood pressure surge. Be like a kid and be happy, you did it for love.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And if you're watching the cricket at Chesterfield, as I've been doing for the last couple of days, and listening to the programme as well, you're getting the best of both worlds, and you'll be feeling jolly hot indeed doing it, I can promise you. I was dehydrating myself at Queen's Park for a couple of days, and I'm dehydrating here in the studio now. Anyway, hopefully the music will keep us all running for the next couple of hours. Michael Coates will be along as usual in a short space of time, and now it's time to be precise, and in the meantime, I'm your host, John Yule. An album with a very snappy title began the show today, Rebecca Kilgore's Love Fest at the Pizzarelli Party. So we heard singer Rebecca Kilgore, along with all three of the Pizzarellis, John and Bucky on guitar, Martin on bass, and also in the band, Aaron Weinstein on violin, Larry Fuller on piano, Tony Tedesco on drums, and Harry Allen on tenor. Harry Allen's auntie lives in Sheffield, so if you're listening, Harry's auntie, good afternoon. The album, released in 2010, has every track with the word love in the title, and we heard The Middle of Love, which was written by Billy Willington and Maurice Goodman, and is a number which at one time was featured regularly by Blossom Dearie. Leading saxophonist Joshua Redman next, from his debut album as a leader, which was imaginatively called Joshua Redman. Warner Brothers should have had a bit more confidence in his career at that stage, I think. Joshua originally wanted to be a doctor and graduated from Harvard as a pre-med honours student, and then having been accepted at Yale Law School after a change of track, Joshua then spent a year playing with graduates from the nearby Berklee School of Music and changed direction once again, hopefully for us, this time for good, concentrating, of course, on music. On the recording we're going to hear, as well as Joshua on tenor, we hear from Kevin Hayes on the piano, Christian McBride on bass, and Gregory Hutchinson on drums. The album, recorded at the Skyline Studios in New York City on September the 15th, 1992, and here with his own composition then, Tribalism, is Joshua Redman. Thank you. Receiving a lot of deserved plaudits last year was pianist Lynn Ariel's album Being Human, in which each of Lynn's compositions was a reference to a different emotion or response. The track we're going to hear was called, or is called, Persistence, and was recorded at the Samurai Hotel Studio in Astoria, New York, on the dates of July the 27th and 28th, 2023. We hear from on bass Alan Neer and on drums Lashak Zito, and of course on piano Lynn Ariel. From her album Being Human, Lynn Ariel, and the track was called Persistence. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, and I'm your host, John Yule, for this first hour of the programme. Here's a CD I played on the radio rather a lot since it came out. It features saxophonist Azar Lawrence and is called Elementals. It was recorded at the No Sound Studio in Pasadena, California on the 1st of September 2016. With the Azar, we hear from Benito Gonzalez on piano, Jeff Littleton on bass, Martin Smitty Smith on drums. Miyango Jackson is the percussionist, and we also hear from Joe Blocker on tambora. You may have guessed this is one of a number of Latin-based tracks on the programme today. It's the first track on the album as well, one of Azar Lawrence's own works. It's called La Bossa.
Thank you.
La Bossa from Mazar Lawrence. Nice. Breezy music from a very, very close and warm studio this afternoon. On to the excellent Margaret Whiting, one of her many excellent albums from the later part of her career. An album called Now and Then, recorded at Sound on Sound Studios in New York between June and September in 1990. With Margaret Whiting on vocals, of course, we hear from John Basile on guitar, David Funk on bass, Lee Masika on piano, and Hubert Arnold on the synthesizers. We have here a song from what I think is one of Rodgers and Hammerstein's best scores, State Fair. So here is It Might As Well Be Spring, sung by Margaret Whiting.
The things I used to like, I don't like anymore. I want an awful lot of things I never had before. It's just like Mother said, I sit around and mope, pretending I am wonderful, but knowing I'm a dope. I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I have spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed, vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? Wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a man I've yet to meet. Busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud, or that robin on the wing. In a melancholy way, that it might as well be spring. It might as well be
The band Something Else is an all-star lineup which occasionally gets together to play the sort of music from their earlier careers. The choice here also reflects the early days of a number of local musicians here in Sheffield as well, as they all seem to finish with this one at the end of their shows in the early days. This album is called Soul Jazz and was recorded actually at the Smoke Jazz Club in New York on February the 26th, 2024. Familiar names are plenty here. Vincent Herring on alto, Jeremy Pelt on trumpet, Wayne Escoffery on tenor, Paul Bolanek on guitar, David Kukoski on piano, Essiet Essiet on bass, and Otis Brown III is on the drums. This, then, is the number that I've been referring to, the very, very familiar track for local bands. It's a Pee Wee Ellis composition, and here it is, the old favourite, The Chicken.
Thank you.
The Chicken from Something Else. Time for the Gig Guide now, here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM and Swing Time. And we begin this evening at the Yellow Arch Studio, a 7.30 start, for a lineup called Jazz Hot Six, a predominantly local swing band. The lineup is as follows: Martin Winning on clarinet, Emily Chaplace on violin, Shes Sheridan on guitar, Brian Day also on guitar. In fact, both guitarists share the vocal honours. We've got Kate Whittaker on bass and Andrew Flood on drums. That's at the Yellow Arch Studio tonight at 7.30. Jazz at the Lascar tomorrow night features the Ensemble Trio, a Sheffield-based trio. This, again, mixing memorable tunes with a fresh rhythmic approach. Alex Bishop on guitar, Ben Evans on bass, and Will Shaw on drums. No details as yet regarding cabanas for tomorrow evening, but we're staying in Leopold Square for the weekend. Free gigs starting at 2 o'clock. On Saturday, Highway Child, a nine-piece Sheffield ensemble specialising in soul and covers. And on Sunday afternoon, the Langset Dance Orchestra, rather. They'll be presenting Sheffield's very own big band, presenting a number of guest vocalists along the way. So quite a few local lineups in the gig guide this week for a little bit of a change. Sometimes that's a sign of the summer holidays on the horizon. People often go for more local bands with a local following in the summer months, as I know through first-hand experience. Few Latin bands currently in action have been in existence as long as the one led by percussionist and former member of Cal Jada's ensemble, Pancho Sanchez. 45 years in existence, with 27 albums and 37 years on the Concord label. So the stamina rate there is quite strong for a band based on the West Coast. The album we're featuring is called El Conguaro and features the following lineup. Apologies for the pronunciations along the way. Roman Banda on timbales, Tony Banda on the bass, Sal Crasciola on the trumpet and flugel, Dick Mitchell on tenor, alto and flugel, Charlie Otwell on piano, David Romero on bongos, Art Valesco on trombone, and Pancho Sanchez on congas and barter. So, a lot of percussion in this lineup. The trumpeter Steve Huffstester wrote this composition for the Pancho Gonzas ensemble, and it's called Nightwalk. Guitarist Peter Hand frequently leads a big band lineup, and he did so on the 27th and 28th of February in 2018 at Systems 2 Recording Studios in Brooklyn for an album called Hand Painted Dream. The track we're going to hear is one of Peter's own compositions, Island of the Heart, and we hear solos from reed players John Bailey and Don Braden, and we also hear from pianist James Wideman. The Peter Hand Big Band then, with Peter's own composition and arrangement, Island of the Heart.
Thank you.
And apologies to John Bailey, who played that very nice trumpet solo on that particular track. He wasn't one of the reed players. And I'm blaming the sleeve notes for this album, which are far from clear, and I mean that most sincerely. Okay, I've nearly finished for the hour for this week, so I hope you've enjoyed this first hour of Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Hope there weren't too many Latin-featured numbers in the show today for you. I didn't do it deliberately, it's just the way that things rather fell into place. But as I say, thank you for being with me for this last hour, and I hope you have enjoyed the selection. We're sticking for my last track with the Peter Hand Big Band, and on this track we hear a combination of two of John Coltrane compositions, which were both originally featured on John Coltrane's album Giant Steps. Plenty of soloists here, and I hope I've got the correct names this time. Kenny Berger on baritone, Ralph LaLama on tenor, Bruce Williams on alto, Peter Hand, of course, on guitar, and he was also the arranger, Valerie Ponomarev on trumpet, and Steve Johns on drums. The two John Coltrane numbers mentioned are Mr. PC and Cousin Mary. We'll be right back. And the Peter Hand Big Band finishes things for us off this afternoon on this first hour of Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. My name's John Yule. I hope very much you've enjoyed the last hour. As ever, thank you for the invitation and thank you for listening. And please stand by for Michael Coates taking over from me at the top of the hour here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.